This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn. Email the show at radradio.com. Or another option would be getting a life.
We got this note from Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
We were talking about how yesterday on April 25th, the Home Depot online released some of their Halloween decorations. And in some areas, some of them sold out, but we've been getting some emails from random people that, yes, Skelly, the big 12-foot tall skeleton, is back. At least a couple of our emailers have said, I just ordered mine.
That's Yay! Awesome.
And we were talking about, you know, people have been bitching about Christmas creep forever, and now you're going to get Halloween creep.
Yeah.
It's not even summer yet, and Halloween. I'll take two of those and four of those.
Yeah,
and
six exactly. of those.
At least Halloween creep is more of a fitting name than Christmas
True.
Creep.
Yeah. Christmas creeps are the ones that become the mall Santa, and then something unfortunate happens to the child. Wow. And it's really bad.
Ooh. Well, they turn into an elf?
They coerce them into being an elf.
Oh,
yeah, I don't want to go down the whole grooming process, Kyle. Jesus.
Sorry.
Why'd you have to get all dark? I was just having fun. So
I'll go to my corner.
So, by the way, new Kyle's Corner today at 10 a.m. on Rad TV. We'll get to more back to that in a second. But so we were talking about how Dawn was trying to find a positive in all of this because, you know, as it gets warmer, Dawn gets bitchier. I know it's hard to imagine if you haven't heard it, but it's quite the transition.
I don't know, but I mean, I'm getting better. I still hate it. The bare minimum is heat is not my favorite. But the older I get, it feels better on the bones.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
I know why people retire in Arizona and Florida.
So we were talking about the idea of can you stand there? If Home Depot goes the next step, which is putting them in stores, or Lowe's, we're not here. We're not like pro endorsing anybody. We're just telling the stories where the Halloween decorations are out, the fall decorations are out, and it's the middle of summer and all that. Or it's hot outside. And don't say, oh, yeah, I can enjoy the movie. Imagine it's fall. Andrea says, Dawn, I'm the same way with fall. It can be 105 outside, and I will put in my fall-scented wax melts yearly.
Oh, yes!
It gives a certain comfort.
It does!
So early shopping for holidays from October to December. In fact, I already ordered my 12-foot-tall skeleton for my Halloween decor this year.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like my kitchen is sad when it's not one of the holidays. Because, I mean, I just fall it up in there and Halloween it up and Christmas it up. And I'm just like, those are the biggies that you will, like, make your house vomit, right? I mean, sure, there's little Easter things you could do or St. Patty's, but it's not the same. Those are a season, and they can go on for weeks that you have it decorated like
Couldn't
that.
Couldn't you get a jump on, like instead of having a baseline of kitchen decor that is sad, couldn't you get a jump where you're always doing some type of decorating and
yes.
get a jump on Independence Day slash
yes.
Memorial
That's where
Day?
That's you got me, because I do have some Independence Day stuff.
So there you go, and flags and red, white, and blue everywhere.
Yeah, I went into a store. It's like a lobby, and they were already setting up.
It's a big lobby. Good place for people who have hobbies.
They were already setting up Christmas stuff.
Place is ridiculous.
They did have aisles and aisles of 4th of July stuff. Go. So there it is. Woo, woo!
I'll tell my friend Michael.
Yeah. Oh, so subpar Michael is. So sorry. Can't support your friend Michael.
It is a little subpar.
That's where you go when you're desperate. some Rad TV notes, actually quite a few, of course, we alluded to Kyle's Corner, so now I have to mention, he's already got three episodes of his new show that he co-hosts with his dad. Episode 4 will drop today at 10 a.m. on Rad TV,
yes.
You get to rehear, I alluded to it earlier, if you haven't heard the UFO story, it's quite something, and Kyle's buddy Adam, who was there with him, they'll retell the UFO story, and then you talk to this UFO expert.
Yes, his name is Ron James. He's one of the members of MUFON, and he runs their TV media side of things.
And so that's all part of Kyle's Corner, episode 4, that's going to drop today at 10 a.m. A lot of people have been writing in about the Probcast. That's back, first episode. We've got all the behind-the-scenes and more to come of the studio and the offices and things here at the Rad Radio Studios. Now, we also usually do at 10 a.m., every weekday morning, the Mixed Pick Sports Show, Steve Mickelson and I going over sports. We're still doing it today. But it's been bumped back to noon on not only Rad TV and the membership site, but the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM, because we're going to go 3 hours today to dissect yesterday's day one of the NFL draft. Yes, we'll talk about the other things going on in sports. We're trying to figure out, do we take a break in the middle to do that, or do you just wait till the very end? Because you got the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. Dawn won't shut up about how excited she is over both.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm tailgating.
So that'll be noon to 3 today, which is why in about 20 minutes, minutes, I'm out of here, and it's going to become bad radio.
Yay, Brandon!
Brandon will take over for the final hour of the show, so it'll be Brandon, anybody, and Dawn, so that I can prep for that. And that's why it's classic rad will be from 10 a.m. to noon. And you see, this is what we do. We rope you in, we get you on your schedule, then we screw with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really screwing with people that like a schedule.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
So, like, yes, if your mind works like a dog, sorry.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That we're screwing with your schedule.
Go potty sooner.
So, I don't know if I hit everything I wanted to, but that's the day. Oh, Radder Day is tomorrow. Duh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we're here live tomorrow morning only on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, and producer Nick will be here. That'll be his final day for this visit.
Oh, I'm bummed. It's been my
And then
fast.
I'm sure I'll be getting an invoice from Nick for the last 5 days, and then a quote from Brandon on how we could actually have Nick on the show from North Carolina in the morning, and that'll have many zeros in it.
I'm already working on said list.
Oh, my God. For now, if you're jonesing for some Rad TV, coming up at the top of the hour, you will get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
What's coming up, Brando?
We have a very sad-looking meerkat in a zoo.
Oh,
it's
no.
being filmed from the other side of the glass, and it's by itself.
Oh,
and you know,
no.
But I'm sure there's other meerkats around, but this particular video only shows the one. It's just kind of like sitting there, like, where's my friend?
Kyle has a meerkat thing,
and that's
yeah.
Yeah.
And so people are sending him meerkat videos. Mm-hmm. But oh, boo! So
Dawn, your husband works at the zoo. You think we can get him, and I can just adopt him and get a leash and keep him in my condo?
Do you know what? He's trying to get hold of him, but since you have promoted him so much, there's a shortage. There's a wait list
of meerkats.
Yeah, meerkats.
Meerkats are pack animals. You can't have a lonely meerkat. That's awful.
Yeah, that is. That's very sad. Hopefully, like you said, there are meerkats elsewhere that we don't see in the video.
Yeah, well, it was sitting atop like a little mountain in there, so hopefully he's just sitting there looking for his friends and not looking for a way out.
We have to make this more positive because right now we're not really selling the canine.
Okay, I got you.
Okay,
I was going to say, both the pack animal thing, you can just chill on my shoulder. You can be part of the rad pack.
There it is. Well, and maybe the zookeepers are its pack.
Yes, that's
because
it.
Because as long as, you know, you have a pack, domesticated. They're good. Yeah.
More positive. This is the origin story for a meerkat supervillain. This is where he gets angry and sad and breaks out and kills people.
Cocaine meerkat. will come out in 2028.
Then we have a sleeping half dachshund, half chihuahua named Benny. And then we've got Tuffy McTufferson, the elderly black lab, getting some love while another dog looks on and goes, I'm counting the days until I get the house to myself.
Oh,
and then we get Tron, the golden retriever in Florida, enjoying some fresh air in the backyard.
If you have any animals at all, because it's not just canines for some reason, horizontally recorded, just email us rad@radradio.com, and you can be part of the canine cam only on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. We have some entertainment news now.
Overture, curtain and lights. It's time for entertainment news.
All right, if you're not a country music fan, then you probably best know him formerly from The Voice, a guy named Blake Shelton.
Ooh.
Or you know him as Mr. Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
So it sounds like from that annoying noise from my right, your left, if you're watching us on Rad TV, that you have all but forgiven Blake Shelton because there was this whole thing between him and your favorite Miranda Lambert star.
Oh, back in 2015. I remember it well.
Yes, so do I. I was the victim of most of your...
I even visited his small town as we drove through Oklahoma. And, you know, and was thinking, oh, are they here at the ranch? Because it's when they were together, but we all thought they were together, but stuff was already splitting up.
So you went through this period of anti-Blake, team Miranda.
100%.
That's over now. You've forgiven.
I do like him, and I like a lot of his music.
Even though Miranda cheated on him?
Oh, boy.
Now,
here we go.
He could have cheated, too.
Ooh. Hooker.
And it's Miranda. She can do what she wants.
Wow. That's a nuclear leap. What do you come back with after that? Blake Shelton, you know, the big thing, right, is all of these country stars are taking over Nashville with their bars and their restaurants, and Morgan Wallen's on the tour of throwing a chair off the top of each one of them. So Blake Shelton, he's actually got multiple locations of this place called Old Red Honky Tonk Bar, and he's brought it to Las Vegas, opened a couple months ago. He says if you go, you feel like you've walked through a portal into Nashville. It's a four-story bar. It's on its own. It's not inside a casino. It's right in front of the Horseshoe in Las Vegas. If you know Las Vegas, it's on the corner of Flamingo and the Strip, Las Vegas. It's a great location.
Yeah.
And it's four stories. It's huge. It's 27,000 square feet. 686 seats.
Jeez.
Guests can also take in great views of the strip on the venue's 4,500 square foot rooftop. So that's where Morgan Wallen's
Damn.
Heading.
Yeah.
There are three interior bars, a rooftop bar, two stages, a 16 foot wide by 37 foot high LED video wall.
Oh my Sick. God. Oh. My husband and I are going to Vegas in a few weeks. We're going here. I mean, at like 3 p.m.
There's event space. Oh, when everybody else in Vegas is waking up.
Exactly.
Early bird specials.
The menu features signature items from his chain. Was it Old Red's? Old Red Honky Tonk Bar. So if you've ever been to an Old Red, then yes, they have the redneck nachos. Those are on the menu. Those would be tri-colored tortilla chips, taco meat, white queso, corn salsa, pickled red onions, pickled jalapenos, black olives, and an avocado cream.
That sounds amazing.
Apparently, yeah. That's one of the
and
more
white
popular.
Queso, that, oh, white queso is so much better than the orange stuff.
And then also, I don't 100%. Know why they're so excited about the Blue Tick Burger, which is very basic bitch to me. It, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and Blake's awesome sauce on a potato bun.
What's the awesome sauce?
Maybe that's the
but,
draw.
But the awesome sauce is like available on all the burgers because my eye right away went to the Hell Right Prime Rib Burger.
Oh, Jesus.
Prime Rib Burger.
Ground Prime Rib, Prime Beef, Hatch Green Chilies, Pepper Jack Cheese, Smoked Mushrooms, a three chili aioli. On a brioche bun.
That's the one right there.
Oh, I love me a brioche bun.
Anyways, it's all there. There are 15 new items that are exclusive to the Las Vegas location of Blake Shelton's restaurant. There's the Blackberry Crispy Chicken Sliders.
Mm? What?
Yeah, thank you, no.
Blackberry?
Hillbilly Bone, St. Louis Ribs, and the Old Red Ribeye. Okay,
all right.
Anyways, yeah. Not a commercial for Blake's place but, because he's in the news.
Wait, how are these prone to Vegas?
They're not. Other than you're in Vegas and you got to have something. Oh, a ribeye. Okay. Why aren't you serving ribeyes everywhere, dummy?
We're honoring Vegas with these St. Louis ribs. And blackberries because they grow so much over there. What the hell?
He's in the news. Because remember, if you missed it, in my description of this place, they do live music every night there. Seven nights. Well, he had, and this is so smart. It's good marketing. You do this publicly, you almost dare somebody to do something. So he has publicly come out and said he wants to host at his Old Red Bar in Las Vegas a dual performance of Dolly Parton and Beyonce at the same time.
Stop it.
I mean,
that's
huge. There's not enough room in that place.
No, there isn't.
Holy moly.
This is where Blake lost his way because you go out there and you dare them to do it, and then pretty soon Beyonce and Dolly are on the phone going, you know, we could sell out stadiums doing this. Maybe we should just go on tour and make, you know, because we so need hundreds of millions of dollars.
You know, Blake, we'll come into Vegas and then we'll go over to that sphere thing.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We'll, maybe we'll have a drink at your place and then we'll head over there to perform.
And he would be thrilled with that.
Yes.
We'd pack the place. Okay, we always ask, do we need, you know, when you get into sequels, prequels, remakes, redos, usually the answer is no. The classic example of yes was Maverick. Somehow they made the sequel to Top Gun better than the original.
So good.
Nobody expected. Usually it's more like Frasier or that 90s show.
Oh, damn it.
Or Will and Grace when they brought that back.
Yeah,
I got to keep
God.
A list because most of these are such failures that I forget all of the examples of them. So, first of all, let's see. Kyle, I'll ask you, Kyle, are you familiar with it all? The 1980 original movie? I mean, we're more than a decade before you were born.
Yeah.
So, 9 to 5?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Do you know
honest.
The song even? Okay, you never even heard
Working
of it.
Working from 9 to 5, is that Dolly Parton's song?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I know
yes,
the song. I haven't seen the movie.
That is one of my favorite comedies of all time.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I love it.
If
love,
you're
love,
a
love.
Gen Xer, old like Nick and Dawn and me, you remember
it. Oh,
God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of age on this side of the
world. 15 to 17 years away, which is actually scary.
So it's not only the song that Dolly Parton sang. It's a movie, and she stars in the movie.
So good!
With Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, and they are three office workers who get revenge on their sexist boss, played by the now quite dead but amazing Dabney Coleman in the movie.
Do they dress super scantily?
Well, Dolly Parton kind of shows her jugs.
Well, how can she not?
Right. Can't miss them.
Then and now.
And they all think that she's a hoe sleeping with the boss, but that was not the case.
Oh. Ooh.
And the boss is not just sexist. He's a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Nice. Wow, you really do like that movie.
That's awesome.
So this is not the do we need this question because this has already come and gone. There was talk in 2018 about a sequel with the original cast. That got scrubbed by 2019. And it's all been confirmed. Jane Fonda, they all, no, we're not, We're not doing that. So instead, the film is in early stages of being reimagined, a remake of 9 to 5.
I can think of somebody who might be a good star for that film.
I'm not liking this.
Okay. We don't know any stars. Okay. We know very little about it. There's one little thing that's interesting. So you see, this is why you're still in that prime of your life where you still have like a somewhat Brandon optimistic view of the world. See, because you start to go to, oh, I know a great star.
Yes, I do.
I immediately went to, oh, I know how they're going to reimagine it. This is going to be just 2 hours of beyond man bashing. I mean, this is going to be, the movie should be called Me Too.
Okay. I didn't even go there.
That's great.
Rob, I don't want to showbiz you or Dawn you, but I wonder if Brandon and I have the same stars in mind that would make a good reboot.
By all means. Yeah, go ahead, Nick. We know none.
I will start with Kate McKinnon.
Oh.
Okay, she's SNL. Good in it, yeah.
Okay.
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
Don't know if they have good chemistry or not. That's the two off the top of my head. You got to have a third.
Maybe Brandon can round out the trifecta with who he was thinking
of. Well, I was thinking Beyonce is like the head because, you know, the Dolly Parton thing, you know. But
her as Dolly.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So
yeah.
Where are you seeing the other two? Who are they playing?
All right, first of all, Brandon's choice is perfect because Beyonce is like beautiful and sexy and she could play the Dolly Parton role who's being, you know, the boss is trying to hit on and be sexist towards.
And she could be funny because of the,
Gold member?
Austin Powers.
Yep. Okay.
I see Kate McKinnon as the mother, the Lily Tomlin character.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
And Melissa McCarthy as the recently divorced, bumbling, fumbling, trying to work her way back into the working world type
thing. I'm on board now.
That's a typecast. That's perfect.
So we don't know anything. We only know that the script is in very early stages of development. Now, we do know a big A-list name that's producing it, but this is the hot thing before anybody of the five of us today starts jumping up and down and squealing and proclaiming, oh my God, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. Keep in mind that a lot of stars are producing movies that they're not in.
Right.
Okay. And producing can mean you have almost no involvement in it. It can mean you have a lot of involvement. It can mean I'm just funding it.
Exactly. Right.
So we don't know.
How many zeros was that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's always possible that she, that one of the producers will be in the movie, but we have no word. But we know that one of the producers of the 9 to 5 remake is Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, my God. Woo, woo. Love. Oh, I hope she makes a cameo. Come on, girl.
Has she produced anything else?
Oh, yes, she has her own company.
Okay.
I do know she has her own company and she's rolling out other things. I don't know how new it is. I mean,
it's not new at all. It's been around for a really long time.
Reese Witherspoon's been, again, producing can mean you have no role in the movie at all whatsoever. I mean, not just role as in you're in it, but like you don't even have any say over it. Yeah. It's all money.
I have suggestions for the Dabney Coleman sexist boss character.
Which, by the way, I was just emailed. I guess he's not dead. His career is.
Well, he's like 90, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he's 92 if this emailer's accurate. I mean, I'm going off an email. You might as well look up Snopes for something more reliable.
Maybe he's retired early, right?
Very early.
So the one actor you can't use because he's too toxic is Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Steve Carell.
Oh, yes.
That's good. Yeah. The sexist boss.
Come on, this cast. That would be amazing.
Oh, my Lord. So it's a long way from now, so we'll see. But that was announced. Now, also, okay, well, Nick, since you're the right away, you were in. Do you remember? We're still back in the early 80s.
Okay.
Do you remember a 1981 rom com, before we called them rom com, called The Four Seasons?
I don't remember that movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's not nearly as big. But it was written, it was directed by, and it starred Alan Alda at the height of his fame from MASH, right? Remember, the show
that's all I hear.
Kyle hates for no reason.
It was a boring show, put me to sleep. My mom watched a lot, and I just couldn't get into it.
Heresy.
Hey, you know what?
What?
He is not you. Oh, dear Lord, settle down.
Fancy.
You know what, Rob? Like, he's a kid, and I can see from a kid's point of view.
No, I know.
How boring and terrible, right? And I'm sure he hasn't given it a try again, right? In his adulthood, or have you?
No, I haven't. To be fair, I should probably sit down and watch it after I finish Fraser.
You still might have the same opinion, but it is fair that you had that opinion as a kid.
And it is quite antiquated. I mean, it was filmed in the 70s and 80s, but it takes place in the 50s. And there's a lot of stuff that if you're of this century only, you're like, what? people didn't really live this way, right?
Oh, man.
And a lot of the jokes make no sense.
Yeah.
So everybody's smoking cigarettes indoors. Got it.
Oh, I love that. God, I miss that.
So the four seasons.
The smoking section?
It starred Alan Alda and Carol Burnett, and it was about three middle-class married couples who live in New York. They're all the best of friends. You know, this is so early 80s. And then the reason it's called The Four Seasons is every season the three couples go on vacations together.
Oh, okay.
So this is our spring vacation. And there's one dumb bitch in the movie who's always planning it. She's like the Karen of the group. Like, okay, I'll put together our, like, okay, we're on our spring vacation, but let's talk about our winter vacation because I've already planned summer and fall.
Karen is a planner?
Oh, yeah. She's the control freak.
It's like an offshoot.
Yes.
The itinerary person.
And I'll call the manager right now.
The itinerary person. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law and I, we do not like that. Listen, it's vacay. There can be a few things you plan. If you're going somewhere specific, you may plan a few things. Other than that, we are go with the flow, fly by the seat of our pants. It is vacation. Do not plan every day. You know what? Here's the deal. We have said this to certain family members. You can plan and schedule this out as much as you want. We probably won't be there for most of those things.
Yeah, the only kiss that I would ever support is the motto kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, you plan a couple things. Depends on how long you're gone,
right.
And then you leave everything else open.
That's it. Yes.
But whatever. So the Four Seasons is coming back. This time as a comedy series on Netflix, a series that is based on the 1981 film where you've got, is it three couples or four? Whatever.
I don't know.
Three middle-class married couples. That's the original version anyways. And I don't know, over the course of a series, they're going to go on vacation with each other. We'll get to know the couples. What we do know, this, by the way, is another one that is being produced by Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, yeah, go girl.
She's busy.
Word on this one is she will have no role at all. They've already come out and said, yeah, she's not it. But we know the stars. We know who's playing the Alan Alda character and the Carol Burnett character. The lead couple, if you will, in the Netflix comedy series, The Four Seasons. No word on when this will come out. Alan Alda's character will be played by Steve Carell.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And the Carol Burnett character will be played by Tina Fey.
Oh, wow. I love them together in Date Night. They were so awesome in that movie together.
They're a good combo, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It works one time and you put them together, it'll always be successful.
Oh, yeah, I'll check that. My list. That'll automatically go to my list. Netflix.
Let's play Treble Trouble right now. We've got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. This is your last chance to win tickets. If you do, you will be in the grand prize drawing about 20 minutes from now to have those tickets upgraded to the front row. We're going to play you a three-second song clip, and you just have to give us the title of the song, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20, and if nobody knows the song title...
Y'all ready for some potty talk?
Droplets everywhere, no winner, and yes, it is bad radio time where I'm told when Brandon takes over the Invisible Captain's chair and I don't sidekick because I'm out of here, kids, because I'm going to be back in 3 hours for the three-hour sports show coming up. Yes.
I mean, yay. Oh. Fabulous. Woohoo.
Can you bring me back lunch?
I'm told that... All Brandon does when he leads the show is talk about toilets and potties and reads emails and
That's
doesn't
it.
In any way participate or contribute to
no
the
quality of content whatsoever.
At all. So 888-989-9811 for Treble Trouble.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.